Imagine a port that can predict and prevent congestion, equipment failures, and security breaches, all while reducing vessel turnaround time by up to 25%. This is not a futuristic concept, but a reality that has been achieved with the launch of India's first digital twin system at V.O. Chidambaranar Port Trust in Thoothukudi, Tamil Nadu. On 23rd February 2026, Union Minister for Ports, Shipping and Waterways Sarbananda Sonowal launched this groundbreaking technology, marking a significant milestone in India's maritime sector. But what exactly is a digital twin? It's a dynamic virtual replica of a physical asset, system, or process that is continuously updated with real-world data. This technology has been around since 2002, when it was first introduced by Michael Greaves of the University of Michigan. However, its application in the maritime sector is a relatively new development. At V.O. Chidambaranar Port, the digital twin system integrates continuous data streams from various sources, including berths, vessel traffic, cranes, cargo handling equipment, and security cameras, to create a unified digital platform. The port itself has a rich history and strategic significance. Located on the southeastern coast of Tamil Nadu, approximately 590 kilometers south of Chennai, it is situated near one of the world's most significant east-west shipping routes. The port was declared a major port in July 1974 and was renamed after V.O. Chidambaram Pillai, a freedom fighter and lawyer who launched the Swadeshi Steam Navigation Company in 1906. This company was the first Indian-owned steam navigation enterprise to challenge British commercial monopoly on sea routes. In operational terms, V.O. Chidambaranar Port is Tamil Nadu's second-largest port and handles a diversified cargo mix, including coal, fertilizers, containers, salt, petroleum products, and miscellaneous bulk cargo. Between April 2025 and January 2026, the port handled approximately 35.97 million tons of cargo and processed more than 716,000 TEUs, or 20-foot equivalent units, of container traffic. This makes it India's third-largest container terminal in the Southeast India context. But why is this digital twin technology so significant? It moves port management from reactive to predictive, enabling operators to flag potential congestion, predict equipment failure, and detect security anomalies in real time. This can lead to significant reductions in vessel turnaround time, which is a primary driver of shipping cost. A 25% improvement in turnaround time at a port handling approximately 36 million tons annually represents substantial aggregate savings that ripple through the export economy. The digital twin launch was also paired with an indigenous AI-enabled anti-drone system, which is analytically important for understanding the full scope of the project. Ports are classified as critical national infrastructure under India's cybersecurity and national security frameworks, and the threat landscape for ports has evolved significantly to include surveillance by hostile actors using commercial drones. The use of indigenous technology for this purpose is consistent with the government's Atmanirbhar Bharat push for strategic infrastructure to use domestically developed security solutions. The V.O. Chidambaranar Port modernization fits within three major national frameworks, Sagarmala, Maritime India Vision 2030, and PM Gati Shakti. The Sagarmala program, launched in April 2016, aims to develop port infrastructure, improve port connectivity, and promote coastal shipping. Maritime India Vision 2030, released in March 2021, is a 10-year blueprint for India's maritime sector with targets for port capacity, turnaround time, digitization, green shipping, and cruise tourism. PM Gati Shakti, launched in October 2021, provides a GIS-based integrated infrastructure planning framework that coordinates road, rail, waterway, aviation, and port planning. The economic significance of this development cannot be overstated. India's logistics cost as a share of GDP has historically been estimated at 13-14%, significantly higher than the 8-10% in advanced economies. High logistics cost reduces the competitiveness of Indian exports and increases input costs for domestic manufacturers. Ports are a significant contributor to logistics cost, particularly for goods in sectors like textiles, chemicals, and processed foods that depend heavily on maritime exports. However, several challenges must be addressed for the digital twin model to deliver its full potential. Data integration quality is the central technical challenge, as a digital twin is only as good as the completeness and reliability of its sensor inputs. Workforce capacity is also a critical constraint, as digital twin systems require operators and managers trained in data interpretation, simulation use, and algorithmic decision-making. Cybersecurity of the digital twin itself is another critical concern, as a live operational model of critical port infrastructure is a high-value target for hostile actors. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. VO Chidambaranar Port Trust is located at Thoothukudi, Tamil Nadu, approximately 590 kilometers south of Chennai. The port was declared a major port in July 1974 and was renamed after VO Chidambaram Pillai. The digital twin system was launched on 23rd February 2026 and it uses technologies such as IoT sensors, GPS, LiDAR, drone feeds, and CCTV to create a unified digital platform. The system aims to reduce vessel turnaround time by up to 25% and has the potential to save substantial aggregate costs for the export economy. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your prelims and mains GS3 preparation, covering infrastructure modernization, maritime security, logistics cost and export competitiveness, blue economy, technology in public infrastructure, and critical information infrastructure protection. Remember to note the key facts and figures, such as the location of VO Chidambaranar Port, the launch date of the digital twin system, and the potential reduction in vessel turnaround time. In conclusion, the launch of India's first digital twin system at VO Chidambaranar Port Trust marks a significant milestone in the country's maritime sector, with far-reaching implications for logistics cost, export competitiveness, and national security. As you prepare for your UPSC exams, remember to stay updated on the latest developments in this field and to analyze the broader significance of such technological advancements.